Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace and here. I'll start the video. There's a countdown. Okay. Then I'll put up the study and we're ready. I'm on Pow Talk, right?
Yes, you are.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody, from Warner Messiah Congregation. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for another Sabbath day that we come and worship you on your holy day. It's your day, Father. We give you the praise and honor, Father, in Yeshua's name. May you bless everyone here and all the people around the world that keep your holy day. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
We're just a little piece of the congregation of Israel around the world, and today's God's holy day. There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. There's my email if you need to contact me. Today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard in Franklin, Tennessee, if you want to visit us. We're on our seven-week journey again. Leviticus 23. And you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. And believe it or not, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. Today is May the 2nd, 2026. We are now in the second month of God called Ziph, day 14. And it's not called Iyar as Judaism made up. And this is the fourth Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Here we are. We're moving forward. Today's topic is God said, God had spoken. Deuteronomy 5:24 says, And you said, behold, Jehovah our God had showed us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God does talk with man and he lives. Amen. And that's what we're talking about today. Genesis 1. God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's God talking. Verse 6 says, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So there's waters out there we don't even know about. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Everything God does is perfect. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years and years. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Everything God does is God creates everything. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. That's us. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is for the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for food. That's what they used to eat. But I want to read the whole chapter of Genesis 1, so I'm going to read the whole chapter to you. Okay? I love this chapter. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There's no evolution. There's no, none of that stuff. But God created everything. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Right there. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And that's what we have to do in our lives. We have to divide the light of God from the darkness of this world. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So there was an evening and a morning. It's the first day. That's right. God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. So there might be water somewhere we don't even know about, you know. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Second day. God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. Everything God does is, he just does it. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. It was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Everything God does is good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Everything God does is this does it. This thing, God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, which is the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, which is the moon, and this, he made the stars also, and there's billions of stars out there in galaxies. Only God knows. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Amen. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. It's pretty amazing. It was evening and morning. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after his kind. Every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. That's the cattle, the creeping thing, and the beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. and the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their God made kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And this is where we come in. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Yeah, after God's likeness. We're made in God's likeness. We're made after God's image. God must look something. We must look like something like God, you know.
What does our likeness mean?
After our likeness. After God's likeness.
Plurality.
The plurality of God, yes. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God's image, we're made in God's image. Isn't that that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Amen. That's right. Male and female. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you about it shall be for food. Yes. The word meat is food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. And guess what? God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now we're coming to where we are today, the Sabbath. Genesis 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, which is today, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Amen. That's today. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. He made it holy, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So God created all the days and all the years and everything that we do. But God blessed the seventh day. Genesis 2. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone.
No,
Jehovah God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. And there's my wife over there.
Appropriate
for him, right. I'll make him a help meet means appropriate for him. Then we move to Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Jehovah God had made. The serpent, that devil. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And of course the devil, he doesn't stop. He goes, the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Isn't that terrible? The serpent is such a weasel. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And that was a lie, because we're not gods. We're people. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. Oh, no. And she took of the fruit, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So there they are. They both sinned. The devil got right in. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. So here we have Adam and Eve. That's what they did. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And Jehovah God said unto the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And Jehovah God said unto the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life." And unto Adam God said, "Because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake." We see that when we go to our farm, everywhere we go. "In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of your life." In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. That's a sorrow, yeah. Isn't that terrible? Man has to live through that. "Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field." And that's what we do, yeah. "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till you return unto the ground. For out of it was you were taken, for dust you are, and unto dust shall you return." We're just a bunch of dust. You know, when you go like this dust, well, that's what we are. "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living, Chava. And Adam also, and to his wife did Jehovah make coats of skins and cloak them." This thing, God took time out to make them coats of skins and cloak them. "And Jehovah God said, Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever." What did God do? Let's see what he does. "Therefore Jehovah God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed him at the east of the Garden of Eden, cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Genesis 6, God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh has come upon me. The end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Now, I wonder what God thinks of, the world today. Then the flood. Behold, Genesis 6. And he said, "Behold, I," God says, "even I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die." And that's what happened. That's exactly what took place. Genesis 9. And God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations." Wow. Let's see what this covenant is. We're going to check the covenant. Oh. "I do set my bow," that's a little rainbow you see in the cloud, "and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth." I love when I see the rainbow. "And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud." And this is the part I really think about when I see a rainbow. God says, "I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh." That's right. The next time it's going to be fire. It's going to burn this earth to a crisp. "The bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. It's beautiful. God put a rainbow there. And God said to Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Amen. He did that. So we see, when we see a rainbow, that's what I always think about. God's looking at it, remembering that. Here's Genesis 21. God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad and because of your bondwoman. In all that Sarah had said unto you, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's right. God said unto Jacob, here's Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. God said more to him, of course. And God said unto him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel. That's where Israel came from. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. Be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations shall be of you, and kings shall come out of your loins. That's right. I'm just doing a lot of stuff God said, you know. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am had sent me unto you. God is the great I am. Amen. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, Jehovah God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations, every generation. Amen. Then we move to Numbers 22. God said unto Balaam, you shall not go with them, for you shall not curse the people. Why? Because they are blessed. That's why. I hope God blesses us too today. Here's Judges 6. Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes and an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto the oak and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon the rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. That's what we have to be obedient to God too, when God tells us something. Then the angel of Jehovah put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, and he touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there arose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. That's a miracle right there before Moses. And the angel of Jehovah departed out of his sight. I'd like to see a miracle like that, wouldn't you?
So he was.
That was Gideon. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of Jehovah, Gideon said, alas, O Lord Jehovah, for because I have seen an angel of Jehovah face to face. Amen. I'd like to see an angel, wouldn't you? Face to face. Wow. And Jehovah said unto him, peace be unto you. Shalom Aleichem. Fear not, for you shall not die.
So that was God, wasn't it?
That was God, yes. And Gideon built an altar there unto Jehovah, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. That was God, yes.
Okay.
Here's 1 Kings 3. And in Gibeon, Jehovah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night and said, ask what I shall give you. At this point, Solomon was good, you know. Solomon's the son of David. And God said unto him, Because you have asked this thing, and have not asked for thyself long life, neither have asked riches for thyself, nor have asked the life of thine enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern judgment. That's what we want. Behold, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there is none like it before you. Neither shall there be any arise like unto you. So Solomon was very wise. He wrote a lot of Proverbs. And I have also given thee that which you have not asked, but riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee in all your days. That's Solomon. And God said unto him, this is 1 Chronicles 28. God said unto me, David, you shall not build a house for my name. How come? Because you have been a man of war and have shed blood. So he couldn't do that. Solomon came later and did that. 2 Chronicles 1, God said to Solomon, Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches, wealth, nor honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet have asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that you may judge my people, over whom I have made you king. And that's the way we have to be. I ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding every day, don't you? Here's Hosea, the word of Jehovah that came unto Hosea, the son of Beri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Josiah, king of Israel. He was a good king. The beginning of the word of Jehovah by Hosea. And Jehovah said to Hosea, Go take you unto you a wife of whoredoms, of the children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredoms departing from Jehovah. That's like a plurality right there. So we went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. And Jehovah said unto him, Call his name Jezreel. For yet a little while I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of Israel, kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And this lady, she conceived again and bare a daughter, and God said unto him, Call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by Jehovah their God. That's another plurality. God saying he's going to save them by Jehovah their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, nor by horses, nor by horsemen. And when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son. Then said God, Call his name Lo-Ammi, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God. Isn't that terrible? The children of Israel were like wicked, you know. However, yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, You're not my people, there shall you be said unto you, He said unto them, You are the sons of the living God. Amen. Thank God for that. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, that's Messiah, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. Now let's go to the Gospel of Luke. This is Yeshua talking. Yeshua spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. He's always thinking about it. It's all his riches. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And this he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. He's talking, you know, he's just like proud. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. You're so, you know, except he forgot one thing, he forgot God. But God said unto him, you fool, you're a fool. You know why? This night your soul shall be required of you. And who shall those things be which you have provided? That's right. So is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We have to be rich toward God. Make sure you pray and you read and you fast and you do things for God. Here's Psalm 50. The mighty God, even Jehovah, had spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Amen. Psalm 60. God had spoken in his holiness. God is holy, you know that? We have to be holy too. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Succoth. Is Psalm 62. God had spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs unto God. Amen. There's only one God. Amen. Psalm 108. God had spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Succoth. This is a short study today, but I hope you got something out of it, that God does speak to your heart. You know, soon we're in the fourth week of going towards Pentecost. Feast of Weeks is coming, Pentecost, which is 50. Feast of Harvest, it's also known as, which is always on Sunday. We will be in the third month of God called Sivan when that happens. May 18th is Sivan 1. Feast of Weeks is May 24th, Sivan 7. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. May God bless you today. May God always be with you and heal you and strengthen you. May God comfort you. May God give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the fear of God. Give God today the praise and the thanks in Yeshua's name. Amen. Let me shut this off. I thank God for being here today. May God always be with you, and may God always comfort you in Yeshua's name. Thank you. I'll stop this right here.